Forza's star opper, Bogdan Z-Power Chernikov, is absolutely a prodigy. At 21 years old, Z-Power has a career ahead of him. Before we get into Z-Power and why I believe in his prodigy status, I think it's important to look at his team, Forza, because then we can look at the big picture and get a larger understanding of his surroundings. Forza is a Russian esports squad founded in 2001. Their lineup includes, pardon my pronunciation, Andriy Jerry Makryakov as in-game leader, Dmitry Facecrack Alexeyev, Almaz Almazer Azaladin, Evgeny Flit Lebedev, Bogdan Z-Power Chernikov, and Antonoli Little Yashin as interim coach. They're currently ranked number 21 on HLTV.org's team rankings, and just recently soared their way into the Star Ladder Berlin Major without dropping a single map in the CIS qualifiers. They also dominated during the Blast Pro Series Moscow CIS close qualifiers, so they'll be facing a Vanguard shortly before the event to determine the last team. They also achieved second place in the G.bet New York Invitational after facing the ex-Optic roster with Cajun B, where Z-Power dropped an impressive 1.30 HLTV rating 2.0 over three maps and a 1.23 over the whole event. Also got a decent placing at a couple lower tier events, but those don't really matter in the grand scheme. I think Forza are a team with a lot of potential and you should keep an eye on them, but the real eye catcher here is Z-Power. Statistically, he's got a 1.17 career HLTV rating and a 1.20 rating over the past 3 months. Do keep in mind, some results are online. In terms of recent results, he's only gone negative a couple times, including a map against Nebega and a match against Windstrike. So statistically speaking, yeah, he's a good player, but we still have to see what he can do against the big boys, which he'll have a chance to do at the nearing major. If you watch the games, you can see he's got talent and can compete. He's flexible and not afraid to make plays. He's also a big scout user, and we can see that often in Forza buys. He's got a very good reaction time to pair with incredible aim, and if you asked me, I'd say yeah, he can do it. He can face off against some of the best oppers in the world. When you look at other players considered prodigies, guys like Simple, Zywoo, Swag, or Brax when he was playing, one of the more recent ones is Frozen, which I may get into in a later episode. He's nowhere near the level like the first two, but I think he's at the similar level to some other players. Of course, he's not as young, but he still has a lot of time in his career. But this is not his peak, he still has a lot of room to grow, and I'm very excited to see him playing in the future, and I think you guys should keep on an eye on him.